Just one quick halakha. The question was recently asked. We know there's an obligation to stand in front of a Tamid Hakam, for a Tamid Hakam, when he walks in the room. For that matter, it's halakha that one must stand for a Zakin. For example, somebody that reaches the age of 70, at least according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, one must also stand based on the law of the Torah that says, Mepene seva takum. So the question was asked, what about a lady? Does this apply to older ladies as well? So there's an interesting Hida, the Birkei Yosef. He brings down from the Arizal, that the Arizal writes that there is no obligation to stand in front of Ishto Shel Tamid Hakam, which means a little different question there. Because you have a lady married to a Tamid Hakam, so Arizal says there is no reason that you would have to stand up for her. And then the Chida writes, "Vani lo yadati hechan ra harav davar zeh bedevrei Arizal," which means the Ben Ish Chai writes, I should say, that he doesn't know where the Arizal says this exactly. And because of that, Hakam Avadya rules the following. It is a mitzvah to stand up, not only in front of a Tamid Hakam, but it's a mitzvah also to stand up in front of the wife of a Tamid Hakam, even after a husband dies, out of respect for a husband. Furthermore, a lady that is a wise lady in Torah, or she reaches the age of 70, it is hayav to stand in front of her. And therefore, he goes a step further and says the students of that, we'll call her a Rebbetzin, let's say, are not allowed to call her by her name, because just like you wouldn't call a rabbi by the name, so you shouldn't call the Rebbetzin that's teaching you Torah also, whatever name, Sarah, whatever her name is. To the extent that Chavrei is so machmir, you shouldn't even call her Giveret. Giveret would be like, Mrs. That's not enough. You have to call her Morati. Morati would mean like my teacher. And therefore, all the more so, he says that you have to respect these ladies that are involved in teaching Tarat Mishpacha and Shabbat and Kashrut for the ladies, because they have tremendous reward. And therefore, the deen is that just like one must respect a Tamid Hakam, one must also respect a lady that also is a Hakama, whether it means standing up when she comes into the room, whether it means referring to her as Morati, and also Eshet Haver, that the wife of a Tamid Hakam also enjoys the same respect as a Tamid Hakam, that she deserves to have that, when she comes in, they also give her the proper kabod of standing.